Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, in another difficult-to-believe move, conservative Republicans have gone to court to ask them to throw out Dane County and Madison's mask mandate. Listen to this. Now, listen to this. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is a right-wing-funded law firm by the Bradley Foundation and others. And it just filed an original action in the Supreme Court. Now, let's hold the phone on that one. What does that mean? Supreme Court in state law is the big kahuna. You can go right to the Supreme Court and file a case. If you try to do that, good luck. They'll throw you out in 2 seconds. You're supposed to go to the circuit court, it's called, in the state, you know, in Dane County, by the county, Dane, Milwaukee, whatever. File it. A trial court judge decides. You can go to the Court of Appeals. Then they decide. And then you go to the Supreme Court, and they can decide if they want to decide. They don't have to take it. The Republican Party used to have a revolving door into the Supreme Court. They send one of their people in, waving, you know, his eyes glaring, waving some papers, and they go, okay, you win. Thank you. Should we call the other side, the Democrats, and see what they have? Nah, that's not necessary. You win. So that's basically what has happened. That is changing a little bit with Brian Hagedorn. Brian Hagedorn is a Republican, conservative Republican, but at least on some election matters and preserving our democracy, he stood tall. A lot of respect for that. And in any event, I don't know if they're going to take an original action in the Supreme Court on this one. They may, and they may, might not. But what are these guys arguing? Let's get real here. What are they arguing? They're arguing that these mandates were put in. Madison and Dane County have a joint city-county health department. Okay? That's their decision. That's the decision of their county board and their aldermanic members. That's their decision. That's their business. It's local control. Okay. This joint city county health department issued a mandate. Okay. So it's for Dane County and it's for Madison. You know what the Republicans are saying? The whole basis of their suit? Well, technically, they shouldn't have done it that way. Technically, they should have presented it to the Madison, to the Dane County Board and the Madison City Council separately, debate it and pass it. First of all, it would pass in a nanosecond in both of them, but they want to, what, slow it up. So what, the variant can kill a few more people? This is sick. I mean, it's really, truly sick. And, you know, one of the legal responses, and there are many, and and I'm looking forward to seeing the briefs in response, are simply this. In administrative law, if a legislative body, and here two legislative bodies, set up a joint health department that is approved by elected officials in both entities, the actions of that health department are in effect delegated by the elected representatives. You know, every time the FCC or the FDA or something, the Food and Drug Administration, the Federal Communications Commission, the Federal Elections Commission does something, you don't get to say, okay, it's no good. Biden has to say it's good. Or the Congress, Moscow Mitch and Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy. No. You can't run modern government without administrative agencies. So that is the response. They're going to say, well, under the lame duck legislation and some recent Supreme Court opinions, they're just trying to slow it up. There's no basis for saying this. If the court said, yes, it must be ratified by the Dane County Board and the city council in Madison, it'd go through like grease lightning. They're the ones that set this thing up. Remember something else. Tommy Thompson and the UW Regents put through a mask mandate for UW students. One of my nieces is starting there. In what, a couple of weeks, whenever the classes start? Tommy Thompson said this is the only way to have in-person classes. You got to have in-person classes. The Zoom class business is no good compared to in-person. It really isn't. The Republicans are trying to just scotch that. And they go, no, Tommy Thompson, the Regents can't do that. Voss has to do it. Oh, really? Voss has to do it? The Vandals and the Republican illegitimate gerrymandered legislature have to do it? Maybe André Jacques, the state senator, has to vote on it? Who has COVID, the anti-vaxxer? What, they're going to call Ron Johnson, who hasn't been vaccinated and held an anti-vax, anti-mask thing over in La Crosse? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And if it goes to the Supreme Court, and the fact that the Republican Party so vigorously attacks the University of Wisconsin in every way it can, one of the greatest universities in the world. Madison at one time was, I think, number 34 in the entire world, including all the United States and Europe and Asia. Number 34, a world-class university. We punch above our weight. We're of average income and average population in the state. We have one of the best universities anywhere in the world. And these characters hate the university. And Scott Walker tried to change the mission statement. From the mission statement of free inquiry, the boundaries of the University of Wisconsin or the boundaries of the state of Wisconsin. Tried to change all that and said, this is a training ground for Wisconsin business. He did not go to the University of Wisconsin. He did not graduate from college. My grandparents didn't graduate from college. I respect that. They worked hard, but they wanted their kids to go to college and their grandkids. That's the way it works in America. Abraham Lincoln didn't go to college. He founded the land-grant colleges so kids in the Midwest and the West could have as good an education as the kids in the East and the Ivy League, okay? That's what's gone on. And these clowns want to close that down. They took away statutory tenure. They took away peer review. They attack it and they starve it. They starve the hell out of it. So in UWM, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, one of the great, you know, it's an R1 research institute, one of 130 in the country, the top 130. One of the best universities in the country. If you go to UWM, you're getting a world-class education. They're starving it, whittling it down. There's a hatred of modernism, a hatred of the intellectual, a hatred of thought in this Republican Party. And with the anti-mask thing, that's the dregs. You're talking about kids. I mean, really kids. You know, an 18-year-old kid going in as a freshman is a kid. You know, maybe they're vaccinated, maybe they're not. Probably are vaccinated. You want to wear a mask, it's a mandate. Who should make that mandate? Do you guys believe in local control anymore? You say you do. It's all baloney. You never did. You never believed in local control. Tommy Thompson was a Republican governor. So you can listen to him. How about the regents? A lot of them are Republicans. You can listen to them. The mask. Wear a mask. And this kind of Sturgis motorcycle gang mentality that somehow, you know, I'm a manly man. I am not a girly man. I am a manly man, and I will not wear a mask. Good. As you croak in the ventilator, I mean, you know, I'll come give you the last rites. Actually, I won't. I have no basis to give anybody the last rites. But the fact of the matter is, how stupid can you be? And not only that, how malevolent can you be? You're not going to shut down the University of Wisconsin. Madison, Dane County, the wrong people pick on. They're bored. Their council will shove it right down your throat. But why are you delaying this? You're delaying it what? To make a point? You're pathetic. You're really pathetic bottom feeders. And you've gone on, and this is what you are doing. In the long run, what's got to change is some Supreme Court has to say, you can't have lame duck legislation so the losing governor and the legislature in power can take the governorship away from the guy who won, okay? They tried that in North Carolina. It didn't work. Why is it working up here? This is what's happening. Okay, we're going to a break. A lot to talk about. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.